Report: Two migrants accused of attacking, mugging NYC tourist. By Amy Furr on June 10, 2024. Law enforcement sources say a pair of male migrants stand accused of targeting a tourist in New York City's Times Square on May 10. The incident reportedly happened outside the Club Quarters Hotel on West 45th Street just before 2:30 a.m. The two men, whom the New York Post reports said live in local migrant shelters, allegedly punched and kicked the victim, who is a 44-year-old man from Indiana, the outlet reported Monday. The pair are also accused of taking the man's wallet and cell phone before they fled the scene. In photos of the suspects, one of them is wearing a Nike hoodie and white cap while the other is wearing a white hoodie and black ski mask. The victim refused medical attention after the beatdown, cops said, the Post article continued, adding that police are still searching for the suspects in the case. In May, National Public Radio, NPR, admitted President Joe Biden's waves of immigrants have caused crime to rise in New York City, per Breitbart News. Meanwhile, social media users were quick to share their thoughts on the recent Post article. One person writing, "Every time when something like this happens, they should tag the president and thanks him for what happening all over. Buckle up, NY. This is just the beginning," another user commented, while someone else said, "Biden's America." It is interesting to note that a group of alleged illegal aliens reportedly marched through Times Square recently while calling for the abolishment of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Breitbart News reported on Friday. A video shared Thursday shows a large group of people walking through the area in the middle of the street. The chant of "Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE!" is heard before the group begins cheering. New York City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino, R., shared her thoughts on the video, stating in part, "Let's be very clear, political agitation by individuals in this country illegally should result in immediate deportation. You have no right to the political process here, and you certainly have no right to disrupt the function of our city," she added.